Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 125, The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Memory 125 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. I love postseason baseball. Although I have to admit, I'm not sure I was saying the same thing a couple of years ago, but what a difference having a team playing for a division, or championship even, makes. It's just so exciting to see the Orioles advance. Unfortunately, at the time of this recording, it's not looking good for my O's. I'm not giving up hope yet. Maybe by the time you all hear this podcast, the Orioles have righted the ship and are on their way to the World Series again. I'm off on a tangent in the wrong direction right now. So let's get back to why we're all here, and that's to escape back to Walt Disney World, and today we're going to catch a ride on a cute dark ride, The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. If you remember last time, we were leaving Enchanted Tales with Belle, where I got to be part of the show. As we exited, right in front of us is Prince Charming's Regal Carousel. After a quick visit to the restrooms, will not join us for that, we head off for the carousel and find, unfortunately, that it's not running. My poor son, he's been asking to ride this show for a couple of hours and we've been putting it off and now it's gone 101. So instead, we just head around the corner over to the Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. The line is not very long and they've recently opened up that interactive queue stuff area, so we let the kids play there for a bit, but we don't want to waste too much time, so we'll tear them away from the many interactive items and force them to get in line and to ride, like all good parents do. Like I said, the wait is fairly short and we're off on our adventures with Pooh in no time. It's almost ironic that this is our attraction today. Just a couple of days ago, I played the old cartoons for my kids on Netflix. It was so much fun to watch these and really get to understand the stories being referenced in the attraction. I now have a better appreciation for everything that they do on this ride. I do believe that it's a much better dark ride than it gets credit for. It's not just 2D. Yeah, everything has shape and it's constantly moving. It's very kinetic. I would love to see the trackless version they have in Japan, I believe. But it's not too shabby to have your honeypot all of a sudden start bouncing or floating on the water. In fact, when we rode this with my dad, he actually was starting to get a little motion sick. I love it personally, and I like the evolution of dark rides and the ideas Imagineers come up with to make things new, fresh, and exciting for the little kids. So what are your thoughts of the Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh? Do you have a fond memory of this attraction? Do you get sick on the honeypot? You know, please come share it with all of us. And while you're at it, leave me some feedback on the show simply by visiting the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you can find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on social media, or maybe view some of my photos or videos. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your memories and feedback that way. If you like the show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up that search results list, or maybe mention us on a tweet on Facebook, Google+, Pinterest, whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you want to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on the website for other great information that also helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings. Today's memory is in binaural, so I'd suggest putting those headphones on now to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive the stories of a silly old bear.
Susie, you gotta stick with me. Pretty much right in front of us.
How close is the
Show of tonight for what? You mean like what we just did, except about today? Come here. Let's just walk. You want what?
Hey, this is gonna be cool, huh?
You want to ride the horses?
Yeah.
Okay, you gotta stop crying then.
Yeah, I should stop crying.
Good.
Yeah.
You said right around on the other side of this wall. Keep going, Sus. Please. No, you can't see. There's too many people. Yes. 8:05. this and Winnie the Pooh, and then wishes, and if we want to see anything else or do anything again.
Is there anything else on our list?
Country Bears. Holy cow, yes. Yeah, it looks like it. Susie, stay right with Mommy. Turn around. Stop. Hold on. No, I'm sorry. That way. Go down here, you'll make a left past It's a Small World and the tower. You'll see a tower. Go through and follow it around to your left. It'll be around there.
Okay.
You are standing right here. That's Tom Sawyer Island. So you're going to go around here. Okay? Yeah. I mean, she's over there on the phone, and there's people sitting on horses. There's one of the attendants is sitting on the phone. How many dresses do you have? Looks like it might be. Hey, hold on. I don't think there's another door. Oh, yes, there is. Who lives in that, Susie? Mikey. Zeus. You're making them pop up. Keep going. Make them all come up. Hey, Trace. Aren't really. Nobody's gonna know where we are, so I'm gonna go get in line. Mikey, sister's playing. Let somebody else have a turn. Thank you. your mom tried to call and sent us a Facebook message, or sent us a text message. Something about she doesn't know what notes the songs start on that she needs. I only saw it while we were in the bathroom. Mikey, come see something else. Let somebody else have a turn. Hey, Suze, come see this. Just high enough that you can't reach it. All right, Suze, we gotta go. Mommy's right here. Let's go get in line. Susie, go to mommy. We gotta go to mommy. All right, Mikey, we gotta go. You wanna go ride the ride? Jesus, can we supply real quick? I'm sorry. He's right behind you. Wipe a bunch of it away, look. It's a picture. Susie,
can you be here for just a moment?
Sure.
Your whole life. If your name's
Kentucky.
You're from California?
No. Louisville. Ah, UK?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hey, when we're not playing Louisville, I like Louisville.
The true Kentuckian. There you go, at least.
Well, I'm actually from Ohio, but...
Oh, okay.
Same difference. I've been raised a Wildcat, so...
Okay. What's that, Susie? You think so? What?
You're very handsome.
Oh, thank you. You just went right into my butt.
Well, go stop and bend
Stand up, Zeus. The people over here are going to be on the blue. But it looks like ours is blue too. What?
You got more in you than I do.
That's how I threw her across the pool the other day. Hop in! Don't squish me. It says chapter 2, in which we join Pooh and his friends in a very blustery day. Jackson.
It feels just great, doesn't it?
Found the honey. Says, wasn't that fun, Krista Ross? Ask who? Oh yes, good. Everywhere. Carousel's running. Do you want to go get the take them? I'll get the curse the stroller.
Bye.
Bye.